maybe one would have been enough. But they knew their job. They didn't have to practice. It wasn't about practicing singing nicely at a graveside or singing nicely in the house where the wake was. It was about just allowing that sound, and it was never the same. The sound, and the three women made different sounds. And it sounded like total chaos, and it was chaotic singing. Sounding, I would have called it. Because it didn't have rhyme nor reason to it. It went with the breath, and this is the way I sing as well. I sing with the breath. I don't have the normal timing that people have for singing. Therefore, in a studio, the poor man to raise his arms, here she comes again, the woman with her own timing. We would feel into the word and allow it its timing. And that's what the Queen was as well. Queen the Munch. Queen of his jackets, Queen of his jackets, the Queen of his jackets, the Queen of his jackets. And they would have ended with that, and that was the end of it. Like, there was a beginning, and you didn't know how long it was going to go on, but when she came to out breath, that was it.
It's done.
And this, that is sending the out breath, which is experience from inspiration, sending it into the world to be taken up by somebody else. So maybe somebody else in the room would have, my husband died maybe 5 months ago and I never grieved, is taken away from me. She would have said this in Irish. And then she would have gone into it, and the three women would have supported her. And when she'd have finished, that was it. And that was also the soul had left. But the soul, we were told, would hang on until it got that permission to go.